Brisbane Wakes Up with Steph, Abby and Matt on B105.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for downloading our podcast today. What a treat it is to have your company.
What a treat it is.
What do you guys think about Taylor Swift's new album? What's your expectations?
Same as usual.
No, see, I think she might go in a different way.
Heavy metal?
No, but... I mean, she's been around for so long that when you think of her first songs, I think they're very different than what...
She started country, didn't she? She was a country artist, yeah, and then she crossed
over. What are you thinking? I mean, her fans are always going to be there regardless.
I reckon...
Because she hasn't done music for a while.
No, because she went a bit electronic.
Didn't she did all that, re-released all her old stuff with that label Brouhaha?
Yeah. Yeah, well, she re-recorded the same songs. I reckon she might go back to a bit of a country sound, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
She might go back to her roots.
You should check out her fiancé.
What's his name?
Very good looking.
I don't even know.
Is it Alwyn? A-L-W-Y-N?
Yeah.
Alwyn.
Joe Alwyn.
You'd have to be nervous.
They've been dating since 2016.
Heaps long. Yes.
Really?
But she decided that he was the one and she didn't really want to talk about it and therefore she didn't. You know, she was always headlines after headlines for who she was dating.
She goes on so many dates.
Yeah, now she's sort of gone, well, wait a minute, there is a way that I can keep it secret, which is not
telling anybody. And
going out, yeah.
Yeah, and downgrading their profile.
Yes, And I think that's just getting older when she's like, I don't want to see out and about. So now they go, you know, for walks, for coffee.
Right. Because her and Jake Gyllenhaal that caused all the stir. And then the hoodie left at her house and all that. It'd be stressful going into a relationship with her because you wouldn't know if you were going to. Same with Adele. Am I going to end up on the album?
Oh, you'll always end up
on
the album.
You would love that. You would love that.
Am I going to end up on the album?
I think it was a good song. Oh, Taylor Swift's been going out with Stab for 2 weeks and she's done a cover of Dennis Leary's Asshole.
Do I get the money for it? What does Joe do?
Joseph Matthew Alwyn is an English actor. He made his feature film debut with the character of Ang Lee, 2016, with the titular, I don't even know that word, character of Ang Lee.
Titular character.
What does that mean?
The title character. So say Han Solo, he's the titular character of
just
the name
title
Han.
Character, yep. Then you dipshit. Character of Ang Lee's 2016 war drama, Billy Lynn's Long Halftime Walk.
Oh, yeah.
Was it good stuff?
Yeah. I didn't know he was.
I've never seen that bloke in my life. Handsome fella.
Yeah, very handsome, isn't he?
What else has he been in?
He's also starred in films like Erased, Mary, Queen of Scots.
Okay.
The Favourite and Harriet, and recently starred in Conversation with Friends, a BBC three-part series.
They could almost be siblings.
You think?
They look a bit similar. But if she's happy, that's good. He looks a bit like Taylor from Hanson.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
I'm happy she's happy.
Why are you that close?
No. It's just nice when people are happy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
She seems to be.
Reckon she'll change her name? Taylor Alwyn?
Maybe.
I always like hearing about like people that are like Jace. Remember Jace that we worked with, our producer, big Taylor Swift fans?
I
love to speak to all those fans, like the guys that are just like, oh my God, I wonder what it's like.
I'd love to get that.
Because you always
about
think about, you know, typical teenage girls would be into it. But
All right, let's get into the podcast.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Australia's newest airline.
Bonza. With some fares as low as $50.
I hadn't heard about this, but there is a new airline coming. It's going to be a Sunny Coast-based airline. And yes, it is called Bonza.
$50.
Hey.
See, I like cheap air flights, but I like finding the cheap ones on an expensive airline.
Yes.
Is there such a thing as being too budget airline? Cheap? I don't know.
Well, you think if they can do it that cheap, what are they cutting costs on?
Exactly.
Safety.
No. It's not starting. No. They're all got to be qualified pilots, right?
Yeah.
Imagine that. Budget airline. Safety last. Customer first, safety last.
We'll get you there eventually. Budget airlines. How do you like hospital food?
Oh, no.
But this one's Bonza, and it sounds great. And they're really leaning hard on the Australian-ness, right? And they're going for a bit of a chill vibe, you know? So, for instance, like, There's a not really a uniform. You can mix and match through a selection of...
for the people that work there.
For the people that work there. And there is no... They even say there is no grooming guide for team members.
Oh, I think they're saying a lot of the other airlines have it compulsory that you've got to wear a certain lipstick colour, that you've got to wear your hair a certain way.
Okay. Yeah, this one like, so doesn't even look like you have to shower.
Yeah, but that's frightening. That's like when you go into like a city beach or a shopping place and you ask someone for help and they go, oh, no, I don't work here.
Yeah.
I just wear lots of the clothes from
know.
Here.
You know, yeah. You know what I mean? That's always awkward, isn't well, it? Then, I'm
the
so
opposite
sorry.
In this way, you see a guy walking down the aisle with board shorts and a tank top on and then he keeps walking into the cockpit and sits down and starts flying the plane. You're like, okay.
Hey.
I like it.
My friend's dad does that at Bunnings. He wears a red T-shirt because he likes to be asked for advice.
Well,
does he then hop into his car that's got an Uber sticker on the back? And
half of people don't realise till after. Go, wait a minute.
Wow. But does he know what he's talking about?
Yeah, he does. He thinks he knows more than the employees. So he wears a red shirt and waits for people to ask him and goes, look, I'll tell you what I will do. And then they realise
how good. Like,
he's just wearing a polo. Yeah, it's you in the future, isn't it?
I would appreciate
that. You'll love
that.
Him. You'll chat to him. You'll love
Where
him.
Does he do it? I might join him.
And they did have, they've just recently had a competition, much like Bodie McBoatface, to see who what the name of their first 747 would be. Right? Uh-huh. And congratulations to the Australians because Plane McPlaney Face didn't actually make an appearance. And I'm actually, yep, it's good, right? They had Dave, they had Kimbo, they had Macca, they had Jimbo, they had Little Ripper and Says, and the winner... The name of their first plane that has been chosen by popular demand is Shazza.
Mm.
Now, I love this.
Yeah, because your sister. And a lot of people are putting forward saying, does Sharon's get to fly free?
Yeah.
Ah.
It's my plane. Get off.
Yeah. I don't, Shazza, and they have said on the sneaky that possibly...
Dazza for the next one?
Bazza.
Oh, yeah.
Shazza and Bazza.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But I don't know if they have really thought this through because, you know, like, Karens, it happened to Karens. The name Karen got ruined, right, by the whole Karen movement. And if you're a Karen now, I feel sorry for you because you might be a very nice person, but your name's been tainted. Mm. And now Shazza, I mean, Shazza wasn't exactly up there
Shazza's
with the
Shazza's were golden before this.
But, you know, poor Shazza's. And this is why I bring this to the attention of everyone because my sister is now in this boat where, you know, people are already starting it. You know, oh, it's $350 for a ride on a Shazza.
Yep.
How many people you reckon we can fit in Shazza? Shazza's had a big weekend. She's late now.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, the worst one, and God forbid anything should happen, but they really haven't thought this through. Yeah. There's been a plane crash and they are currently out in the bush and they are searching for Shazza's black box.
Will you ever ride on Shazza?
Again.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Yesterday was Equal Pay Day. I missed it. But I was reading it later last night and I was like, that is quite disgusting, isn't it? When they say the Equal Pay Day, it marks the 60 additional days from the end of financial year that a woman must work to earn the same as men. That's an extra 60 days. And they're saying that you would think it's gone, like the gap is reduced, but it's actually increased over 12 months, the last 12 months. And they're saying now the average gap is 14.1%.
Right.
You were saying, you know, if something's 14% off, I wouldn't like go, oh, that's not a lot. But when you think about it, I need to have a sale of 40%, you know, to really do it. But when you think about it, that's probably around about an extra $260 a week, which is a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it would be quite upsetting for you guys to know that if your wife was working exactly the same job as a male, he's going to get more.
Yep.
And definitely. They've got to work the same.
So what do they do on Equal Pay Day? Is it just a day to reflect on this or do they do...
I think so. They've said that there's things that you can do about it, right? Mm. And I was like, well, okay, that's quite interesting because everyone always talks about it but nothing actually happens. You guys have heard it all before and then, you know, someone will make a witty joke and it's like, till next year. That's what generally happens with it. And a lot of guys will go, yeah, I get it, but what am I going to do about it?
Mm.
And they're like, well, it's actually all of us to contribute because...
Mm-hmm.
No matter which way you look at it, there's still more male CEOs than there is women.
That's true.
So they're the ones that are sort of making the pay as well. So if they look at it. But they're saying one thing you can do to bridge the gap is when your female partner is on maternity leave, you should, and you're still working, you should split the super between both
parties.
Both funds.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
So that will increase it. And the other one is to ask women.
Do they let you legally do that, though?
Yeah. apparently.
So you can pay yourself less super and put it over into your partner.
I thought you still had to make contributions. So I think you'd still have to do your super, but then make extra contributions to theirs.
Right.
Yeah.
See, maybe that's something that could get changed, because not a lot of people can afford to pay extra out of their pay for super.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But if the government would allow you to go, well, hey, split my 9.5% in half and swing half that way.
Yeah, that's a good point. They're saying ask women that you work with on the same level as you what they earn, and if it is less, then talk to your boss about it. I don't think any guy would do that.
What if they earn more?
Well, this lady did have a point, which I did like.
Mm.
Come on, guys. Even Kyle Sandilands did it. Even he did it, which was asking to make sure that he was on the same.
Yeah.
As Jackie O.
Yeah.
Mm.
Do you think any guy would do that?
I'd do it.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'd do it. I'd do it.
But no one ever does, do they?
Yeah. Well, I mean, they hear when we negotiate our contracts, we all have to keep it secret from each other.
Yeah. I did find out when I first started working here that the wage that I was on, the guys were on 3 times as much.
Who was on with you at the time?
That man, and Labby.
But that's, I'll take that. But then you also got to consider that's your first year. Like when I started here, I was on, I took a pay cut from my managing the coffee shop to work here.
But we're all on the same job, and then that continued for another 6 years. That was my thing for it. Mm. The other one is they're saying, encourage your work to do a pay audit. So they do a pay equality audit that you could possibly do.
Mm.
What?
Well, as long as they don't, like, match me up with everybody.
for what you're on, though.
Yeah.
I think if it's job for job, which is like for like, then I don't think it's an issue.
And I think there's a lot of jobs that are job for job.
Yeah.
You know, and they're exactly the same role. Mm. And they're saying that a lot of the female industries are getting paid less because it is a female industry.
Right.
I think there should be a lot of work as well in getting equal genders into jobs as well.
Mm-hmm.
We need to change the mindset of young men to say, hey, going into childcare or becoming a nurse is actually a fantastic opportunity.
And they're saying that if you do get men into that workforce, the pay actually goes up,
really?
Which shouldn't be the case, but they're saying that it is because it's not seen as a female-orientated job. They're saying that engineering is the best for equal pay.
Is it?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Right, okay. And likewise, women in trades, like women out on the job site doing things, I think would make a huge difference.
Mm-hmm. Emma Inonogra has called up. You know more about the splitting the funds for super?
So you can actually split your superannuation contributions with your spouse. You just have to fill in a form and put your spouse's super details on it, and you can elect for up to 85% of your contributions to be moved over to your spouse's super.
Right.
Is that just for maternity leave or any time?
Any time. My husband and I do it every year.
Right.
Oh,
because the tax system incentivizes spouses to have equal super balances. So we just, you know, even ours up every year.
Right.
Let's get involved.
Thank you, Emma.
So, yeah, you can literally just download the form, fill it out. You don't even have to talk to your employer. You don't have to talk to your super fund. You just need
your spouse.
Well, yeah, well, you need their account details.
Yeah.
It's literally like if you wanted to do it on behalf, like if you wanted to allocate your own contributions to your spouse, as long as you've got their details, I don't even think you need their signature.
Right.
You can literally just allocate your own contributions to them without doing anything.
It's good to know.
There you go.
It's like a bank account, isn't it?
They'll always
can I get
money
permission
in?
To put money in? No, it's okay.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
High Church in Fortitude Valley, Brisbane's most unique wedding and event space.
We all know a couple who've had to postpone or downgrade their wedding recently.
The dream for some now is just to get the wedding done like you can do in Vegas. B105's Bris Vegas Chapel.
Yes, Bris Vegas. We are going to marry as many couples as we can in probably about 2 or 3 hours. All the paperwork has been done to make it legal. I even read over the Marriage Act. Oh, that was a long 2.5 hours. I mean, I do know it, but I've just had to make sure that you guys could be witnesses.
Right.
And in there, it doesn't say anything about dodgy people not being able to be witnesses. So sweet. Go figure.
That's good.
Yeah.
They
might be after this one.
Well, the couples want you guys to be the witnesses, so I have to go through it.
Okay. I'll wear my contact lenses that day.
Yes. Mm. You know that the witnesses need to be able to prove it in court. That's what the witnesses are.
Yeah, you said that. So if they try to annul their marriages.
You can't annul the marriage, really. It's like it's an American thing, really. But if they want to say that it's void,
So if they want to say I did it under duress, we have to go. We have to go to court and say no. I was there and I witnessed that. They both agreed.
Yeah.
Ooh. Cool. So we can do that a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So you got to remember that all of them, of course. But anyway,
can you wear the same suit every time you go to court?
Yeah. I thought you meant for the wedding. And no. I was like, are you going to change each outfit, for each couple?
Yeah. No.
Bless your cotton socks.
I only have one court suit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. But if you had to go multiple
times. Is your court suit your wedding suit? It's the same one.
It's brown with pinstripe.
Sentence is shorter.
Mm. Yeah, you can't wear that floral top.
No.
Court, can you?
No, no. You're going to seem a bit tougher.
Especially not if they take you straight from there to prison.
But we want to talk about something
maybe
that
I will.
I believe you guys have said this is the most nerve-wracking, and that is getting permission from the father.
Asking for the hand, yes.
You guys freak out.
Yeah, man.
And I want to know on 131060, what happened when you asked? Like, maybe they did say no. Or maybe they even just did a bit of a joke where they just like were like, I'm going to come back to you, and they didn't come back to you for 2 days and went, ah, just joking, all good.
Well, write out your good points and your bad points and we will discuss this. Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't yours ask about your future earning capacity?
No, that was the first time I met Esther's dad because she was 22, I was 18, she had a three-year-old.
Mm.
And he said, radio, how much does that pay? And I was like, $32,000 a year, but potentially lots more.
But I'm really good at saving and I get free movie tickets and she really likes those.
So when I asked, I rang Esther's dad because we lived in Sydney and he was in Toowoomba and he answered the phone. He left a meeting because I never rang his phone.
Mm.
He thought something was wrong.
Yeah.
And I said to him, can I marry Esther? Can I ask for your permission? And he was like, oh, bloody hell, I never thought this was going to happen. And then at that point, when I was about to respond, a homeless guy on Pitt Street in Sydney came up and asked me for money.
Brilliant.
I was like, I don't have any cash on me. He's like, what? I was like, oh, hang on. Yeah, like it was just all, He said yes.
Yeah.
But you went to Kat's house.
Yeah, right? I went over to Kat's house. Kat's my parents' house, Mick. And I got, I called my mother-in-law beforehand and I said, can you be out of the house at 7 tonight? And she immediately knew what I was talking about and lost her mind in the news agency.
Why couldn't she be there? Too much pressure?
Well, it's that you only ask the dad. That's what you do. You ask the dad's hand in marriage. You know? I don't care what Joni thinks. And I can still remember because, like you, I never went there by myself. Why would you go to their house without Kat with you?
Yeah.
So when I walked in, I said, hey, Mick, and I walked upstairs, and he stood by the door, like waiting for the next person to come through the door. And I was up and sitting at the table. I was like, it's just me.
Oh, right. So he's waiting for Kat.
He's
to
waiting
follow
for
you.
Kat. Yeah.
Oh. Did he look happy?
Until I asked the question,
yeah. Like he was happy. Well, I'm just trying to work out. You always say that he always gets you to leave for the photos.
Kat's last boyfriend used to cut his fingernails off and glue them to his canine teeth as fangs because he was the head warlock of Brisbane.
And
so,
they
always
refer to him as the one who got away.
The one that got away.
I want to know 131060. What was the story when you told? Because for the best caller, we actually have a $250 Bing Lee voucher as well.
Hang on a second.
Yeah.
Kat's ex-boyfriend made fake teeth with fingernails.
They're not very strong teeth. You thought you'd get some fake ones from the Halloween store.
Yeah.
He was also an actor, so I guess he didn't have any cash. She was a full goth.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah.
There you go. What about Scotty? Did he ask your dad?
Yeah, but we were living with them at the moment at that time because to save money.
Yeah.
And we were living with them, so there was 6 months where he had the ring because he bought the ring, but I was still on trial.
A couple on trial at the same time.
Well, he didn't know because he's like, we haven't lived together, so you're on trial. I'm like, fantastic, that's amazing.
Mm.
And then he was too nervous to ask him. And then we all went away on a holiday to Darwin, with all the family, and he still didn't ask him. We went out for dinner that night, and he still didn't ask him. And then 2 minutes before he was going to propose, before midnight, because I love New Year's Eve, he gave him a call to ask him. And he goes, yeah, I thought you'd been acting a little bit weird. Why didn't you just ask me? He goes, oh, I didn't know what you'd say. He goes, of course. And I think he just said, like, no returns.
You break it, you buy it.
All right, we got Anonymous in Upper Kedron. Anonymous, what happened?
Good morning. My husband now asked my father his permission on a golf course.
Yeah.
So they were out playing golf together. My husband asked my father. My father said yes. My poor husband was so nervous that when he went to tee off, he teed off and smacked the ball straight into a car. And my husband said to him, and my father said to my husband, get in the golf cart, we've got to go.
He did a runner.
bit of runner in the golf cart.
Hands are just like sweating.
Yeah. It is nerve wracking though, isn't it? And even if you know, it's like the proposal, even if you know they're going to say yes, it's still nerve wracking because they could toy with you.
Yeah. And I mean, if you're playing 18 holes, you don't ask on hole one.
God, no.
Because if he says no.
No, it was way down the, it was way down the number of holes.
Yeah.
19.
Yeah.
God, no. Thanks for calling. 131060 is our number.
Sarah and Kamira, what happened when your ex partner asked for your hand in marriage?
Yeah, well, mine's a bit backwards. They probably knew that I wasn't real keen on being married. We'd been together 15 years and pretty over it by then. And so he knew that my dad really wanted me to be married. So he waited for me to go on a weekend trip to my father's without him. And then he rang my dad and asked him permission while I was there. So my dad was over the moon, ecstatic. Living on cloud nine, and I had really sort of no choice but to, go along and pretend to be happy.
Did you go ahead with the wedding, Sarah?
No, I didn't.
No.
He kind of made the asking for your hand the proposal, in a way.
Yeah, because it was probably pretty clear to him that I didn't want to be married.
Especially that you're in the background going, say no!
And he's saying, oh my God,
the look on my dad's face, and I knew by the look what he was saying, and I'm there just like in my head just going, really mean man. Wow.
How long after that did you break up with him?
So probably about 3 years.
Okay.
She was busy. She had to get around to it, right, Sarah?
Yeah. Yeah, some things come up. My sister planned her wedding in the meantime, which really upset my ex because he wanted me to be the first one, like my dad to marry me off first. So that sort of put another 12 months on the back burner because he had to get over it. So, yeah, I bought myself some time and,
Bought yourself some time.
Wedding politics.
Oh, you're great, Sarah. How good.
All right. Second anonymous. Anonymous 2, what happened when you asked for your hand in marriage?
Hello. So it wasn't me. It was my boyfriend at the time. My grandfather was quite unwell in hospital. We didn't know how much time he had left. So we both went to visit, and my partner, while I was in the room, basically said, I just wanted to get your permission because I'd like to marry your granddaughter. And my grandfather basically, with what he had left in him, cackled and shook his head. And then he said, what does that mean? And he said, no. And I said, why? And he said, because he's too much of a square. And I said, what does that mean? And he said, because he's a nerd. And I was like, oh, okay.
were those his last words?
Close to probably a week later, but it was awkward because they were really good friends as well. But he just said he's just not good enough for me, and it wouldn't last, which wasn't wrong. We ended up getting engaged anyway a couple of years later, and then I ended up leaving him. So,
because he's a nerd.
Yeah, basically.
Basically, granddad planted that seed.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Please make some noise.
Yeah, there was a lot going on yesterday at the MTV VMA Awards, but we have been talking about Young Gravy. Great name. Is it?
I think I'm coming around.
Now, if you don't know who he is, like on the red carpet yesterday, the lady was quite blown away with him. She's like, oh, you're very tall, aren't you?
You are a tall young man.
Yeah, I'm a long drink of water, baby. You already know what it is.
A long drink of water.
Y'all know what it is.
Y'all know what it is. Sounds like being like Elvis.
Now, he first started releasing music 2017, and his song Mr. Clean, like it went platinum. Yeah, but this is one of his songs, Betty. Have you heard it?
Never heard this song in my life.
I've never heard it. Sounds like... Really?
Yeah.
Sounds like a joke.
Well, he sampled Rick Ashley, obviously.
It actually sounds like you've taken your dad out on your 21st and you hit a karaoke bar and say, go on, Dad, jump up. And, well, he nails the lyrics, but he can't quite sing.
Because he does that, like, he samples old songs and then puts his own spin on it. He's almost satirical in his music.
Sounds like a big fan over there.
Well, his October 11th release, Baby Gravy, was one of his better ones, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. Or Snow Cougar.
He says that every time he does an album, he sings a song about MILFs because he thinks that that's really important.
Oh.
On every album, I put at least one song named after a MILF. And
is the obsession with MILF?
They're more experienced. They are an underserviced community, I'd like to say, and they deserve more attention. So I thought that I'd be the one, and I've noticed that people really, really have started giving MILFs more attention since my music dropped.
So yesterday on the red carpet, he sort of, I guess, proved that. He's 26 years of age, and he went on the red carpet with Addison Rae, who's a huge online star.
TikTok. She's got 40 TikTok. Million something on TikTok.
Yeah, and she's the one whose dad was having a relationship with a younger girl, and then they've separated.
Right.
So he was on the red carpet with her mum, who's 42 years of age.
Right.
And they were on the red carpet, and I was like, you guys an item? And they didn't confirm it, but they just pashed.
Oh, well, that's confirming.
Well, not really.
No.
They might just be pash friends. But regardless, you know, he's saying that he really does like MILFs. Here's the other names that he's gone as, right?
Yeah.
So it says that he's known as Young Gravy,
mm-hmm.
Y-U-N-G, and his real name is Matthew Raymond. But the other names that he goes for are Clancy Brett, Daddy Aioli.
Daddy Aioli.
Right. Who doesn't like aioli?
Who? Daddy does.
Is that rude?
Daddy Aioli?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Well, no, you're thinking areola.
No, I was just meaning, like, is it code for something?
Oh,
like Daddy's Aioli. Is that
I think he's got a theme going, obviously.
Yeah,
he's got a theme going. Yeah. Young Gravy, Daddy Aioli.
Little Steamer.
Okay, that took a wild turn, but I'm still with it. Young Gravity.
Yeah, also Little Gravy, Young Gravy. And then Mr. Butter.
Mr. Butter.
Is that rude?
You're still saying it even though you think it could be filthy.
Come on, it's butter. I'm allowed to mention it, but I didn't know if it's some sort of, you know, code for something.
Well, I'm going to Google it.
All right, type in Mr. Butter. And the other one is Mr. Buttersworth.
Mr. Buttersworth.
Buttersworth.
No, not that. Mr. Buttersworth seems to be a syrup. It looks like a syrup. Pancake syrup.
So he's got a thing for liquid edible things.
Yeah. Mm.
All sorts of liquid edible things.
He loves sauces.
He loves sauces and milks.
And condiments.
And condiments, yes.
Imagine Tupac and all those hardcore rappers, Snoop, everyone just seeing Young Gravy come through the ranks thinking, I'm so glad we're passing on, to these rappers.
I mean, you can't think that Snoop Doggy Dog's sitting at home going, geez, that Young Gravy's got a stupid name. Doesn't he, Shugs? He does, doesn't he, Shugs? Biggie Smalls, what do you think of this idiot, Young Gravy? These kids today, morons.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Oi, let's give out some answers for Alpha Box tomorrow, hey?
I don't think I'm getting them these days.
The answers are Elon Musk, Eurovision and Escalator.
That letter's E, by the way, Stav.
Yeah.
If you're not getting it.
Oh, there we go.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Ooh, tell us your situation, right? And we'll tell you if you are allowed to be offended. Because you know when you're like, oh, my God, I am offended by that. But am I just being unreasonable or is that something that I should be? Maybe it could be at work. Maybe it could be in-laws or sister-in-laws, as this one is. Because I'm Mumsnet, my favourite website. God, it's good.
Mumsnet.
No, English.
Oh, Mommy's Net.
Mum's Net.
Mother's Net.
I don't know if I should be offended by this or not. Mm. You know, they're a little bit more polite.
Yeah.
But... Oh, no, however. But she said that she's been visiting her sister-in-law came to visit and then she tried to be her best, very welcoming, and she said after she texted her husband, which is her brother, saying, you know, it was so nice seeing you and the daughter by name but didn't mention her and said that she just can't wait for him and the daughter to go over for Christmas and keeps leaving out this lady, which is her sister-in-law.
Yeah.
And I would say, yeah, you're allowed to be. Because I've got a lot of sister-in-laws, and if I am doing anything, I will text them to be polite, even though it's my brother's.
Mm. Maybe she forgot her name.
then that's, you're allowed to be offended. She said, it feels like I'm a bit, you know, gutted after trying my best cooking for them, spending almost a week with them on our holidays. Am I being too sensitive and reading too much into this, or is she being a...
bitch.
I didn't say that word, though.
Yeah. I mean, that's passive aggressive.
That's what it is. Uh-huh. And that's what we want to know. You know, when someone's a bit passive aggressive, you're like, am I allowed to be offended? Because then if you do say anything, they'll go, I didn't even mean anything.
Excuse me. Gosh, you're a bit touchy.
It would happen in a workplace quite a bit.
I think that's the main thing that happens in workplaces, isn't it? Everyone's passive aggressive. Mm. As per my email below.
And then if you said to them, they'll go, oh, no, I just meant, as per my email below.
Yeah.
Where did you put tone on it?
I saw your out-of-office reply. I was just wondering if you could inform me of a time where you would be in the office to accept my emails. Thank you.
Kindest regards.
Kindest regards.
So, 131060, is there something or someone in your life where you have an interaction with them and you're offended, but they're being passive-aggressive? This is your opportunity for us to agree with you. Mm-hmm. And we'll say, yes, you know what? You should take them on.
Here's one for you. Can I get the ball rolling?
Yes, yeah, please do, Stavos.
My wife had a friend come over.
Yep.
Right? I was in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Friend walked through the house,
mm-hmm.
past the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
I said hello, kept walking, sat out on the back deck with my wife.
And she didn't say hi to you?
Didn't say anything.
That's
a bit strange. I don't know if you should be offended or rather concerned about... her ability
what she was telling my wife.
Just say hello.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm. No, everyone knows that you stop and have that at least minimum 2-minute awkward chat where you talk about stuff that none of you care about, but you tick the box and then move on.
Did you lock him out in the deck? My house, not coming back in. Put him down.
Yep.
Yeah, that's weird. I don't know if you should be offended, but just like stranged out.
Oh, like more weird than offended.
Like, did you go in her face and go, hello?
No.
We can ring her and confront her now if you want.
Yeah, I would.
Sure. Anonymous in New Farm. Morning.
Oh, hi there. Hi.
What's your story?
So we had friends move interstate. I am a stay-at-home mum of 4 children, and it was an expectation that I watched her child while she went to work. It was never really a spoken conversation. And then it kind of went on for a while, and then she asked if I could watch her ongoing, and I was like, look, I can't really commit to that.
Yeah.
And then from there, she didn't speak to me for 4 months.
What?
Yeah, see, that's unreasonable. She's got the superiority because she's working.
Mm.
Like, oh, you've got the time, but you've got 4 kids. It's a full-time job.
Yeah.
No
family, yeah.
You're not being unreasonable. I know you're anonymous, so you're unsure, but no, you're not. You can be offended with that.
Speaking from experience, or?
Well, I just think it goes vice versa, you know what I mean?
I did that thing, the assuming they're anonymous would be what annoyed me. It's just like, oh, you're already home with kids. I'll just give you mine as well. What difference does that make
if
to
she
you?
Pays you?
Yeah,
that's fine.
No, there's no pay, no food given for her child, nothing. It was just...
Why don't you back charge her?
Invoice and then... So I would love to. By the way, I've still got the invoice for the previous days.
And if you don't mind those rates, then we can continue.
Why did she choose the caviar for lunch? So strange.
Family member or just friend?
Friend.
Just a friend,
loosely.
Would you say... I'd still say family member would be unreasonable.
Oh, yeah, no, completely.
Put up with it a bit more.
Yeah, I just think... I think a family member, you'd probably give a little bit more stretch to, but just an acquaintance.
Yeah, because then you wouldn't say, can you look after my kid? You'd say, oh, your niece really wants to hang out with you.
She misses her auntie so much.
Tell you what, I'll
every
have
every Wednesday
kid.
Between these hours.
Hey, Tash.
Hey, how you going?
Good. 131060, join in right now. We are discussing your situations. You tell it to us. We'll say if you're being unreasonable or not.
What's yours, Tash?
So my little sister has been dating this chap for about 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So they catch up like every second weekend when their kids are with their respective parents.
Mm-hmm.
So this chap is refusing to meet her family, so all us.
Mm-hmm.
And he's stating that he's just shy. My sister says that he's the nicest bloke that she's ever met.
Okay.
I actually call BS. And he's just kind of perhaps using her as a bit of a booty call.
Mm.
Are you sure he actually exists, Tash?
Yeah, he is. Like, you know, my sister, And my sister's probably one of the best human beings that exists on the planet.
Mm, right.
She's had like a really shit go in the past with her previous partner, the father of my nieces and many of you. And I think it's like a really rough go on this bloke. Like, if he's the nicest bloke ever, like, that's great. My sister deserves the best in the world.
What do you guys think? Could he be that nervous that he just didn't want to for 2 years?
Yeah, no.
You don't reckon?
No.
So now you're allowed to be offended, Tash?
Yeah.
Maybe just don't, you know, organise a meetup where it's just you and him rather than the, you know, the big family catch up. Or surprise him at his work.
You know, I like that drip feed of meetings. Just one by one. Not a
FaceTime. Hey, just want to break the ice.
Yeah. If you truly love someone, you're going to want to get to know their family as well.
Mm, that's true. Yeah. Got another anonymous in North Bouval. Anonymous, what's your story?
Hi, guys. I invite my mother-in-law to my kids' birthday parties.
Mm-hmm.
And she will reply to my husband, not to me.
Classic.
that's rude. That would annoy me.
And there's another part to it.
Mm.
She created a loved ones chat through Facebook Messenger, and my sister-in-law and brother-in-law partners are in it.
Oh.
My husband is in it, but I'm not.
Oh.
Okay.
Maybe she just forgot.
No.
Don't forget a name like Anonymous.
She doesn't know how to spell it, maybe.
Do you chat normally, or does she not chat to you in general as well, or do you have a relationship at the moment?
I would love a relationship, but no.
Right. Why don't you do that? You can do the passive-aggressive back and actually text back from your husband's phone and just say, hey, it's me, I'm on what's-her-name's phone, I'm glad you replied, and then just ask one of the sister-in-laws to go, hey, can you just add me to the group? And just pretend that you don't really realise and just like, hey, you left me off. Yeah. But anyway, just replying back.
Yeah, start the Cold War.
Good idea.
Yeah, yeah, get that ball rolling now.
Yeah.
Years ahead of you.
Good luck.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
G'day, it's Tradie Chat Tuesday.
Well, he's good with his hands and he loves smashing cans. He's tall, lean and limber and he likes to work with timber. It's time to head to Abby's house and Scotty Too Hottie for Tradie Chat Tuesday.
Hey, Stavalicious.
Hey, good morning. Scotty Too Hottie, how are you, buddy?
Good, mate, again. Yeah, good, buddy. Good, you?
Yeah, good.
Talking about lean, he came to me last night and said, I think I need a bike.
Yeah, get on the bike, honey.
He wants to go bike riding for fitness. And I was like,
ride the hell away from this place. You!
What size foot are you?
Well, everyone's dreams come true, Scotty.
Yeah.
What? Yeah, are you a size 9?
Yeah. He's a 10 or 11.
15.
I've got a bike I want to get rid of. You can have it.
Really?
The shoes for it are size 9, though, so you have to buy some new cleats.
Nah, dude, I'm not wearing.
You don't want cleats. No.
I don't want to be riding a bloody.
He won't do that.
Road bike.
No.
And
mountain bike. In case I go off bush.
Mm.
Oh, you want a mountain bike?
It's like, mate. You could do that, I guess, at White's Hill, but why wouldn't you do the full Lycra and the full, what are they?
There's mammals. Middle aged males in Lycra.
Yeah, no, I don't have the gear. I'd have to wear a pair of socks too.
You get a bike, I'll go riding with you on my BMX. We can ride around the neighbourhood and get into adventures. It'd be great.
We could be the BMX banded. 0.20 or whatever you
thought, 2.8. Yeah, we could. 100% we could. Thanks. You can join us, Maddie, on your
I'm cool.
Little cleat spike.
Oh, Maddie.
Buddy, are we talking bikes today, or do we have another topic of conversation you'd like to bring to us?
Look, we could talk bikes. You know, that's a good topic. But talking about changing of clothes.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm trying to get out here is, you know, what's the day rate? So, I don't know, with us tradies, I don't know. During these colder times, I wear a shirt 2 days and shorts 2 days. His socks and jocks get thrown out at the end of the day.
Yeah.
But in summer, it's more of a one shirt a day because you sweat.
It's a sweat, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sweat, but with the undies, going back on that one, I had a mate that used to work with us. He reckons he could get 4 days out of them.
No.
Inside, outside, inside, outside?
Was that the guy that also didn't shower that often?
Yeah, that's the way. That's the way. Stav worked it out.
Mm-hmm. We used to
wear them one way and then turn them inside out. You get 4 days out of them.
Yeah, then you turn them backwards and then backwards inside out.
Backwards inside.
See, I'm blessed that Scotty's actually a clean freak. Like, he really is a clean freak in all aspects, just because I think he always thinks he's going to get lucky, so he has to be clean.
Yeah, you got to have a clean workbench.
Yeah.
Mm. You got to have a clean workbench, correct. So, you know, you guys there, you'd probably get changed, what, daily? Like, you know.
Well, I think it's different for trades.
The same clothes.
When you're working hard, that's a bit different.
Yeah. Like, I think the same pants all week. I don't see pants that get that dirty, really.
But if you're working out in the garden and stuff like Maddie, I think it depends on your job. If you've got an office job and you're sitting down in the air conditioning,
whereas like doctors, different. Same scrubs all week, you're fine.
Do they don't have to wash their own anyway.
I would imagine.
Now, most of the scrubs.
They have to wash their own.
Yeah.
Hey, sorry, I'm late. I just had to wash my scrubs, so I'm late for the surgery.
Yeah. They'd be changing every operation, wouldn't they?
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, that would be. But so let me just let's go back to this guy who wore the same underwear 4 days in a row.
Mm.
I'm going to guess he's very much single.
No.
What?
Why are you so disgusted by this?
No, he was married and we used to question his, I hope this is the guy I'm talking about. We used to question his wife and he used to say he doesn't stink, but then we were questioning, well, how many times do you do it a week?
About the same amount of times as he washes his clothes.
She used to say he didn't stink, right?
Yeah.
Some people don't. Some people, their BO doesn't smell. It's different bacteria.
He's not a...
You're not like me, honey. You know, my BO.
Yeah, but Scotty doesn't... Scotty doesn't get BO very often because he's such a clean freak.
You know what they say, though?
This guy would... he scrubs in the shower.
Mm. Maybe for this wife, you know what they say, sit in pool long enough, you stop smelling it.
Mm. So, he's a larger man as well. Quite a larger man.
Maybe she got used to it.
Maybe she's got what I had and doesn't have a sense of smell. Perfect relationship. Perfect couple.
Cool.
Mm. They do say that it's not to do with your cleanliness, it's to do with your bacteria, isn't it?
Yeah.
Some people have different bacteria on their skin and that eats away at the BO and that farts and produces the smell.
It eats your sweat and then their excretions are what is made up of the BO. So every bacteria has a different fragrance and different people attract different BOs. So that's why some people have really bad stinky BO.
And
some
even
people
if you like, that's wash quite it, mold. Sometimes it can create more bacteria.
A lot. What's his name?
Dr. Carl?
Yeah, that's the way we should call you, Dr. Stav.
Hey. All right, Dr. Abby, Dr. Matt, Dr. Scotty, thank you for coming to Trading Chat Tuesday today.
He's got the hat for it today too, Scotty, if you see.
Yeah.
Well, there
you
go.
You guys are on, I guess you also get streamed live, so, you know, my wife's always changing her clothes daily.
Mm.
Well, but, I mean, you wouldn't sweat at all, honey, so you could wear them all week. But, you know, you're in the personal people's eyes, so I suppose that's why you change every day.
I think even if I was home, darling, I would change every day. I think.
Just because you get your photo taken occasionally, that you go out of your way to wear a different outfit every day, God bless you.
You go out in public, so personal hygiene is something that you practice. Otherwise, Bill, I would recommend to anyone you change your clothes every day, no matter your profession.
Okay. That's, you reckon?
No. If, you know, we can get the washing down, that's one step for the environment.
Think of the environment.
Underwear, but my underwear doesn't, like, you know, that's fine to wash. That's not a big thing. But I don't think you need to wash, like, I wouldn't wash bras every day.
No.
Because it damages them.
No.
Jeans.
Jeans you don't need. Come on, jeans you don't need to wash every day.
No, I'm agreeing there.
Your cardigan, your T-shirt.
I don't wear jeans out at least 10 times before I go wash them.
Yeah.
They're only just out at night, you know, unless you're having a bit of a big one and you do a couple of grass stains, you know?
Now, he literally is talking about grass stains.
We know. That doesn't make it any better, you realise.
It's the same as chinos.
I just wanted to make sure that you didn't think it was stains elsewhere.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, Scotty. I'm glad we had that chat, mate.
Love you.
Enjoy your day, guys. Love you too, honey.
Bye.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Hayley, our new producer.
Hayley.
Happy to be here.
Hayley, you started yesterday.
Yes.
You're originally from New South Wales?
New South Wales, yes.
Are you Blue supporter then?
I am.
We're getting
I'm the villain.
Anyway,
Ash picked her though, so of course she's going to pick her.
Pick another New South Welshman.
But you've been working up in Townsville?
I have for the past 5 months.
Okay, and now you're here, and yesterday was your first day, and we're like, how's it going? And you're like, ugh, I'm really struggling with the phones because I'm not understanding the suburbs.
Yeah, I just don't know how to spell them or pronounce any of them. I don't know where they are.
You're doing a good job. Yesterday we had someone on from Jimroomba.
Yeah.
Lovely suburb. Jimboomba.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I spelt one of them kombucha as well, too. It was like kombucha or something like that.
That's kombucha.
We're going to throw you
kombucha
in the deep end so that you can so that you can learn and we can have a laugh.
Okay, great.
So it's multi-class.
We do this to everyone. We did this to our newsreader. He failed terribly. So
yeah, but now he's learnt them.
Yeah, that's true.
Exactly. It's the only way I'm going to learn,
yeah,
I think.
Shame.
So
shame.
We have a piece of paper and you've got to turn it over and see if you can read some of the suburbs. So first one.
Orchinflower? Orchinflower.
That's not bad.
Well, it's wrong.
It's wrong.
No,
yeah,
but it's close. She got the flower part right.
That's
one
how
plus one.
26.
Close.
What is it?
Orchinflower.
Orchinflower. Mm-hmm. All right.
Is it German?
I don't know. Orchinflower. Yeah.
Just say it with a German accent.
All I know is it is the stop before Milton when you're on the way to the footy.
Beautiful.
How about we... You probably know this one already because it's quite common. Can you do number four?
Indoor Rupili.
No, just faster.
You know what? You can just say Indro for that one.
Indro.
Yeah.
Surely that's right.
Indrapilly. Yeah. A lot of them, you just leave out a lot of the letters.
Okay, great.
That one's got a massive shopping centre in it. That is pretty much the whole suburb is built around it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Number seven.
Yerongpilly?
Nice.
That one's actually like says how it's spelled.
Yeah. Right. Pick another.
Oh, well, you didn't go through the list, so now I don't know where you are.
You just say whatever. Yeah, you just read you through them. You just keep going.
Mount Omaney. Number 14, Mount Omaney.
You sound like my GPS.
Mount Omaney, you have arrived. That's not right, is it?
No.
Mount Albany.
Mount Albany.
Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. Number 10's a bit interesting. How would you pronounce that one?
Come on, let's hear it.
Tarragindi.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, there we go.
There we go.
Very
good. Let's try 17.
Oh, Lutwich.
Nice.
You're
doing really well.
Yeah. It's kind of like you're a German exchange student, like trying to pronounce it.
Yeah.
The thing is, though, like even though what you're saying, like if you got in a cab or an Uber, people would still know what you.
Well, you don't need to do it anymore because it's already on your app.
But in a cab.
You could use Google Translate.
Good.
Just translate it from New South Wales to Queensland.
Where are you living?
I'm in Fortitude Valley.
It's Fortitude Valley. No, I'm joking.
You can just say the valley.
Yeah, the valley.
The valley.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
Let's go number 11. That's a classic you got to try.
Woolloongabba?
Yes.
And you can just say the Gabba.
Yeah.
The Gabba. Although the Gabba sounds like you're going to the stadium.
Is that a dance move? The Gab? Have a Gabba?
It's a dance move.
In New South Wales. Or maybe it's a New South Wales
thing. Are you thinking about the young kids band?
Yeah. No, yep. I don't know.
Yo Gabba Gabba.
Oh, yes. But there's another dance move called the Gabba.
Can you do it for us?
No.
How does it go?
All the essays do it. They're like... It's a have a Gabba.
Is that where they kind of like shuffle their arms and move their hands and stuff?
That's a Gabba.
Yeah.
Wow. We're all learning something new today.
We are. There we go. Well, if you guys call the show, you can test it with any suburb that you want.
I will probably spell them wrong as well.
Yeah, best of luck.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Maddie's seen a safety warning on TikTok, which is where everyone does it. And she's from the Redland area?
Correct, yes. She posted this up yesterday onto TikTok. And I never even realised that this would be a thing.
I've heard about it. It's been going around for a few years off and on, and people are like, just be careful of it.
Right. So she was out and she was shopping. She said she was out with her grandparents. She came back to her car and she noticed something, and she was warning other women in the area and in Brisbane. And here's what she said.
If you or people that you know live in Brisbane and in the Redlands area, so I was at the Cleveland Markets today and I came back to my car and there was a note sitting on my car. And I looked at what they'd written and then left on my windscreen. It says, check water and radiator before driving off. Now, if I had not seen that as a red flag, and I thought that was a good Samaritan, me popping my hood, going around the front of my car, lifting up the bonnet, and then checking the coolant, that would have put me in a really vulnerable position, right? My car is very distinctively a woman's car. It really fucks me off that they looked at that and they were just like, yeah, this is a vulnerable person. Tell me if this has happened to you before. Like, and be safe.
Now, the reason she was so angry, because it wasn't someone being a good Samaritan, she just drove off and went to a safer spot that was away from the area, checked her coolant and everything, there was no leak, everything was full and good to go. And even what it was written on was like a white packet that you would get from a servo if you bought a couple of dim sims.
Yeah, like a bag.
It was fresh, brand new. There was no, it wasn't like it was rubbish from a car that they wrote it on. It had been bought and brand
new. If you've heard of this, 131060, see, I'm a little bit too trusting. I'm like, you're in a shopping centre. There's cameras. There's people around you. But I know she was concerned because she's saying, I've got a typically female car. She said she's got like Rihanna on there, which I guess you know. But then she said you could identify that it was a girl's car, which is why she felt more concerned. We used to always get told that we had to take our peep lights off when we parked for safety.
Because your car would have looked like a young woman's car as well.
Well, yeah. Well, I had Tweety Birds seat covers because they were so cool. Did you? True. So it was a gender neutral car.
Yeah.
As Stab pointed out, but just P plates because you're indicating that you're quite young.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you've lost your license and you've just got it again.
Yeah. Or a drink driver.
Either way. Yeah. But we got told as a safety because police used to come around and give us all this information at school that we would put it down when we parked and then you could come put them back on when you got in the car safely and the doors were locked.
Yeah, okay.
But I don't know. Yeah. I mean, when we were so old, they were actually stuck to the windscreen. You know, though you peeled them off, they were still there with the sun.
But is this because I would never have even thought that?
I know. I always think that a lot of things that we were taught to do, I don't know if you guys were taught about it. Like, I always will never walk on the phone, like, walk and talk on the phone if I'm by myself, because otherwise your senses aren't fully there.
Yeah.
You always
fall down a manhole or something.
No. Meaning, you would. Apparently, if you're walking past someone, you're supposed to make eye contact, not stare them out, but just to let them know that you have seen them.
Yeah.
And that you're not on their phone and you're distracted if someone was to come up behind you. You've got your full senses aware. You walk with the keys in between your fingers. Uh-huh. So annoying that you still got to do this, isn't it?
It is sad.
Yeah, terrible.
See, because I think the other way, I would have thought a lot of people would assume if you're on the phone, you were safer because you're talking to someone.
Yeah, but no, there has been a lot of incidents where the person on the other line, what can they do? They don't know where you are.
Yep.
They could call authorities and say, what, trace the phone? No, no, they're saying that you should definitely be off your phone and senses aware.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that you don't text someone and say, where are you walking? Or you can also do the find my friends and notify them on your path.
Yeah, well, this is starting to go big on TikTok, this girl. She's
do people comment saying they've got the note as well?
I didn't really read through the comments too much. But I'll have a look through there.
Bouge Bogan on TikTok? Is that her? Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people have said that they've been given the same advice before.
Well, we got Jess from North Lakes who's given us a call. Anyone's always welcome to give us a call on 131060. Your mum has got good advice on how to stay safe.
Yeah, my mum, I used to work retail as a young teenager and, she always used to make me promise two things when finishing a late night on a Thursday and was walking to my car with the keys between my fingers. Mm-hmm. So if I needed to, like, punch someone, it might hurt. Mm-hmm. But also checking the back seat of the car before getting in and then locking it as soon as you are in the car.
Yeah. Do you know, Jess, I still do that every single morning.
I'm exactly the same, and it's so sad.
It's
so sad that that's what our society is like, that we've got to worry about that as females.
Would you guys lock your doors when you're driving?
I'd lock my door when I get in, yeah.
Yeah, automatically? Yeah.
Mine automatically lock on my
Does
car.
It?
Yeah. But I never used to on my old car unless I saw something funky going on.
No, just for like stoplights, I'll always have the doors.
And that's only in the morning, just because it's, you know, it's for when we get up, it is 4 o'clock in the morning. So anyone that is out and about is either going home from a big night or is dodgy. Like there's not much in between.
There's other people working.
That's all there is.
Okay.
That's all there is.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
As another show draws to a close, Stav, Abby and Matt take a moment to reflect.
This morning I was bragging about my coffee because I went to drama school, which means I'm a qualified barista because that's what you do after you go to drama school. You become a waitress while you wait for auditions.
Classic.
But I was like, I've still got it. And I posted a photo and my friend who's up breastfeeding sent me a message saying, when did you become a barrister? And I went, what? She's like, check your stories. I was like, oh, no.
Did it autocorrect or did you just...
No, well, I always use autocorrect. I'm dyslexic. I always wait for it. But, like, I thought as I was writing it, I was like, that looks right. barrister.
Sounds right.
It does, but it wasn't. So I had to take it down and change it to barista.
Or buy a wig. Could go either way.
What is it? Is it one? Is one R the difference between?
No,
the
two? No, very different.
No, very different. It's bar, B-A-R-S-T.
Well, barrister is B-A-R-R-I-S-T-E-R.
Mm.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, which is completely different.
Well, yeah. So are the professions.
Barrister, B-A-R-I-S-T-A.
Yeah, barista.
Barista.
Barista and barrister.
I know what a barrister is.
Yeah, why? You have dealings with them.
What is a barrister?
Get you, keep you out of jail.
No, but like the difference with a lawyer.
No, not the judge. Mm. So I think they're up from a lawyer. They can do like heavier cases and stuff.
It's a type of lawyer.
Yeah.
Most specialised in courtroom.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They wear the wigs.
No, they're the judges. Oh, can barristers still wear it?
Mm.
Don't know.
Mm.
Who wears a wig?
That's going to be a long list of people.
Yes.
You have to say it.
I have to say it. I know you're distracted, but you got to say it.
They're called bench wigs, by the way.
Don't have to.
Thanks, but no thanks. And they're worn by the judges. I hadn't finished. Still Googling.
Getting a skin check today.
Oh, yeah?
Mole check.
Yeah, a little mole check. Haven't done one in a while. Thought, may as well go get me moles checked.
Are they still bulk build?
Great question. I'll tell you this afternoon.
Okay. I got to do that.
After they do it.
We could all go and get one together.
Mm.
Who will be the mole?
But I'm internalising at the moment the type of underwear that I wear, you know? Like, I think I've got colourful ones on at the moment.
Mm.
Do I go, like, is that a bit too much? Are they a bit too leery?
What do you mean?
Well, because you've got to go all the way down to your jocks.
Yeah, don't take them off. I did that once.
Yeah.
Why? Bad you could move. Have a mole there.
No, I did that. And he came to the room and he yelled at me, put your clothes back on. I was like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. I thought you said completely naked.
But if you've got something down there that you want them to check, they will. Because they often say that you should check where the sun don't shine. Because if you've got anything where the sun don't shine,
it's but just clarify bad. When they say take off all your clothes. Mm. It doesn't matter what colour you're wearing. It's more if you've got holes in it.
Here. And then you know to take off all your clothes.
Mm. What colour?
They're like all polkered, like tiny little flowers.
As long as they haven't got holes in it, it doesn't matter.
No, they're my newer ones. Esther bought them for me recently.
No holes.
They're totally good to go?
How do you put them on?
Thanks, but no thanks.
Not entirely sure if I should be offended or happy with this one. I was doing a 3-day festival up at the Sunshine Coast. That's not my dog festival. I was there Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And I thought, I've watched my wife, and when she goes away to travel and do comedy, she packs a lot. And that's understandable, because every time she's on stage, she normally has to have a different look. And I thought, bugger that, because I normally only like to take one little backpack. So I wore the same outfit Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
But the same people saw you?
Well, 50-50.
But the comedians were there?
Yeah, the comedians saw me, yeah. No one said anything.
They're probably used to it like we are.
Times are tough for comedians.
That's
COVID
true.
Happened.
Yeah. I mean, I had a washer and a dryer in the apartment, so I was washing them every day.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure you were.
Was it that outfit?
No.
Because I've seen the photos.
No,
it was the hat.
The hat, yes. Yeah, so that mental note, if I go missing, make sure I'm wearing the hat. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to give a description.
Sorry, sir, did they take the hat off during the...
hope they whack his hatless ass in jail.
I haven't seen those pants before.
These are my Ted Lasso pants.
They're nice.
Thank you.
You're going out on a limb with the white.
I know, and it's one of my heavier days, so it's really risky. So thanks, but no thanks.
Brisbane wakes up with Staff, Abby and Matt on B105.